New York City's new, much-anticipated bike share program has attracted a lot of users in the 2 weeks it's been operating, but it's also getting a lot of criticism for technical glitches. An analysis of bike share docking stations by WNYC finds some 10% appear to be down on any given day. Along with outages, users have complained about overcharges and difficulties getting their bikes into and out of their docks. Joining us to review City Bike a little over 2 weeks in is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein from our TransportationNation.org blog. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, good afternoon.
So tell me about this analysis. How'd you do it?
Well, what we did, and let me just sort of back up a little bit. So in the last week, we noticed that several of us who had tried out City Bike just in our newsroom were having problems either checking out bikes or returning bikes. And we were like, huh, that's a lot. And then some other reporters wrote about it. Felix Salmon, the Reuters columnist, said, I've been having a lot of problems. And Jania Belafonte, a Times writer, wrote about it in the Sunday Times. I've been having a lot of problems. And when I read that, I was like, wow, that is really like quite a hit rate to get all of these people who've had problems. So I said, that is weird. So we began asking the city how many people have complained, how many docking stations are going out, what's going on. And we did not get any answers other than essentially, bear with us, this is new. So we looked at the dock data, which is available on the City Bike map on their website, and we tracked it, and we looked at any station where there was zero activity for 4 hours, where it was flatlined, and we said, that looks like a likely out dock. Now, it's imperfect because some of them just could have been docks that weren't used, but we could tell because some of them were very popular locations like Broadway and 55th. One of the ones that showed up was a broken dock that I happened to try to use. So we felt comfortable saying, you know, this is approximately the extent of the problem. About 10% of docks on any given day, at least, are not working.
And your analysis comes as the New York Times wrote a story this morning about this and also got the same response from the city. Bear with us. These are just beginner's glitches. Does the Department of Transportation have a point? Is this merely the inconveniences we can expect with such a new and massive program, or is something else going on?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there is no system in North America that is as large as New York's. It's very large. You don't start new transportation systems without
6,000
problems.
Bikes. Yeah, so, more than 300 docking stations.
So yes, it's new and people are, you know, willing to give them a break. The problem is that the software that the city is using has essentially been untested in any city other than Chattanooga, Tennessee, which has 30 stations and 300 bikes. And you know, you and I have talked about this over the years. I've covered a number of press conferences, and the city's argument was always, we're hiring this company that has a track record in other cities. And we did get that company, but we didn't get the software. So in Washington, London, Boston, these were cities that we checked with, they did not have this kind of problem at launch of docking stations simply not working.
Many users are happy, though. I see people using Bike Share. The number of users is growing, 37,000 members, 500,000 miles traveled. Do you have any sense of what percentage of these rides have suffered from some sort of glitch?
Well, it's, you know, what we know is that the stations that are out, we don't know the percentage of rides that are out. But, you know, we get a lot of comments. We sort of put out a call, and one comment we got was, looked like a nice day to use City Bike. Four stations, six failed codes,
four stations.
Two very long phone calls, and 90 minutes later, I decided to go drink instead. One of our reporters, Ilya Maritz, went to an interview this afternoon, and the person he was going to interview was late. He said, oh, I couldn't find a City Bike dock. So it's happening a lot. And it's a big system. People are happy. They're willing to be patient, but that doesn't mean that it's flaw-free.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. You can find out more about this story, plus see a map of inactive stations. Leave your comments, too, at our transportation website, transportationnation.org. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.